Hour two kicking off in the truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Got word from my guys over at Cherokee. We're ending our cooler giveaway tonight. So pick you up a 12-pack of Truly. Tweet us pictures. Respond to my pinned tweet or just tweet me and I'll tag them for you. You could tag Cherokee. Figure it out. If you want to enter in our Truly giveaway cooler, got like 10, 12 submissions right now. So you got a fairly good shot. Go pick you up some Truly. Tweet us some pictures if you're enjoying your Friday night. I'll make sure that that it gets entered into the contest, and then we will draw a winner. Pick you up some Truly for this evening. 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar. You can drink it, not feel bloated, not feel bad.
Drink 12.
You really can drink 12. I've told you that's what I did on 4th of July. It was great. I just drank 12. I felt great. Woke up, wasn't hungover. It's a nice little 5 hours of drinking.
It's hard to be more patriotic than that. Just you and 12 Trulies.
And fireworks. And
fireworks. I saw they were shooting off fireworks last night downtown. I don't know why.
I didn't see that. I'm glad I didn't see that.
They were big, too. Like they was, like it was planned. But I was trying to think, like, what could they possibly be shooting off fireworks for?
Oh, no, I didn't see. Hour two headlines. Cody McClure, collision course, right meow.
Thanks, John. Yeah. Zion Williamson is expected to miss several weeks with a knee injury. Not the start to his NBA career that he wanted. Zion has apparently avoided a severe injury to his right knee, but he is expected to miss a period of weeks to start the season. He's got some sort of knee. It's not considered severe.
That sucks, right? Woj. I mean, like, we lose Mahomes and Zion in the same day? That kind of sucks, right? Mahomes and Zion?
Tough day for the young sports stars.
Where would you rank Zion, Cam, in terms of NBA players you were most excited to watch this year? Like, I'm not talking about, like, being a star yet because, I mean, he hasn't played, so I don't know how good of a player he is or what, but the intrigue was, like, probably the top 10, right,
yeah,
in terms of wanting to watch him?
Intrigue was up there because you wanted to see if he could do what he was, like, you know, the athletic dunks and stuff. Like, you know you can do it, but you wanted to see, like, how well, you know, he kind of translated to the NBA.
Top 10 player in terms of wanting to watch?
I think so.
And we'll, like, see how long he's out. At least it's not a significant injury. But, yeah, like, Zion has to be careful. His career is already off to a bad start with injuries. I mean, he's a big old boy. He's going to have to lose some weight. He's going to have to stay in shape because, I mean, those, he starts having leg issues. That weight is an explosiveness. It's going to start being a factor, right? I mean, the leg starts hurting. The explosiveness goes away a little bit. Zion's special because of his explosiveness at his size. If he loses some of that explosiveness, the ceiling of his, you know, his ceiling starts going down. Bad injury, though. Only a couple weeks. That sucks for opening night, though. I mean, they were getting a showcase game on opening night against the Raptors. We were going to get to watch Zion. Now, the Pelicans will still be fun. You know, I still want to watch Lonzo. But I want to watch Lonzo and Zion.
Yeah, he's definitely still the selling point for
yeah.
the team, for sure.
Like, yeah, I still want to watch, like, the baby Lakers that are now baby Pellies go and run around and run fast pace and play dominant defense with Lonzo and Drew Holiday. But, yeah, like, the Zion draw was still the main draw, and we got robbed of that. Rats. Next headline, please.
Bryce Harper he says he's not jealous that the Nationals are in the World Series.
Oh, what a liar.
Not jealous at all.
What a liar.
I promise I'm not jealous. I'm not. I think it's about being able to be the person that I am and not saying to myself, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm not a National. Or, oh, my gosh, those guys are doing what they're doing. I can't believe it. I'm so jealous. No, I'm so happy for them. You know how hard it is to get into the postseason and win games? For them to be able to put it together this year the way they have, it's an amazing thing.
Him claiming he's not jealous is such a lie. Such a lie.
You think he's jealous? Why would he be jealous?
Because they're in the World Series and he missed the playoffs. Now, look, don't get me wrong. Bryce Harper still kicked back with his, what, $300 million contract? $340 million contract? Like, he's still living the dream. Don't get me wrong. But for them to do it the first year after he's gone,
It is funny.
When they couldn't even win a damn playoff series with him.
They're there without him.
And the Phillies just like, you know, we're a 500 team this year. Come on, man. Like, you can't be. It's human nature to be jealous. Like, imagine you leaving the show, Cody, and I find a new co-host. And then we go and we explode and go national. You'd be like, oh, I'm happy for John. I'm not jealous at all. You'd be a little jealous. Like, you might be happy for my success, but you'd still be jealous that you weren't a part of it. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be very jealous.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's...
It would be like, there's a lot of examples of that in music, too.
Sure, yeah. You like leave the band gets bigger.
The Eagles come to mind. I think it was when Bernie Ledden left the band
or
as a guitar player.
Or even now, when Vince Gill is the lead man. Like, they're the best they've ever been.
Well, that's...
Vince Gill has taken the Eagles
and actually
made them listenable.
Vince Gill is not the lead man.
He has made... I mean, he's the biggest name. Vince Gill.
I don't think he's bigger than Don Henley or Joe Walsh. But
Vince Gill has taken them, and I got an email there. I guess they're having another tour.
Yeah. They're playing the Hotel California album
yep.
in its entirety,
yep.
which I think would be kind of cool.
And then they said they'll throw a couple of greatest hits in at the end, but I got an email for like a pre-sale in Atlanta. I was kind of like, should I buy these? I could probably resell them. But then I looked, and like the floor
you should
seats,
go see them.
The floor seats were $1,000. I was like, whoa.
That's a little steep. You should
lower
go see them.
Was like $400. I was like, I'm not paying.
Are this. They that much? For the Eagles?
That's what the pre-sale was. Now, maybe the floor seats got you like some special perks, but.
Yeah. The Eagles ain't worth $400.
I was like, I'm good on that. Like, I don't need to see the Eagles.
I mean, they're fine, but I got to see them before Glenn died, so
yeah.
That was the real Eagles.
That's who Vince Gill's.
Yeah,
replaced,
yeah,
right?
And they have Glenn Frey's son, Deacon.
Did Glenn Frey play? What did he play?
Well, he played guitar and he was the main songwriter with Don Henley.
Was he ever like the lead singer?
Yeah, on a lot of songs like "Take It Easy."
Yeah,
and,
okay, so Vince Gill have to sing that part now, I guess.
Probably, yeah. I assume. It's just a little different, you know. It's like
Vince Gill seems like a nice guy.
It was Glenn's band, though. Right?
Sure.
Glenn Frey and Don Henley. Now that Glenn's dead, I mean, they can call it the Eagles, but it's not really the Eagles.
It's a similar effect. Like I said, he's a better musician and a better singer, so he's taking them to another level. Kind of like when John Mayer went and joined the Grateful Dead and took them to a different level. It's kind of the similar thing.
You would really upset a lot of these deadheads with that take. Those are they're a proud people.
They are. That's fine. My brother's a deadhead. He used to make me listen to Grateful Dead all the time when I rode around in his car.
Deadheads are kind of
be careful.
Strange folks. Not your brother. But
no. Not my brother, but your frequent spot you hang out. They love the Grateful Dead.
They do. They
be careful.
I know they do.
You might get expelled from the hangout.
No, they like the one with John Mayer too. The Dead and Company or whatever they call it.
Dead and Company is better than Grateful Dead. Spot the law.
I feel like that's a strong take, but I'm not going to argue with it because I don't really like the Dead.
Okay.
So. Sounds good to me.
Next headline, please.
Changing 500. Let's see. What do we have here
next? Give me money, please.
China is denying that they asked the NBA for Daryl Morey's firing over that tweet.
So the NBA has just gotten back into this, right? Because Adam Silver came over and was – I don't know if Adam Silver was looking for some, like, applause or was looking for some clout. But he's like, hey, you know, we really believe in free speech. China wanted us to fire Daryl Morey. And I was like, no way. We're not even going to punish him.
Right.
So then now China's like, no, we never asked that, which I don't know if I believe. Like,
China's denying that they ever asked for that.
I don't know if I believe that. Did you see the update from the Hollywood Reporter, by the way?
Yeah.
About the movie. Like, China has banned Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because there's a scene in it, spoiler alert, where Brad Pitt kicks Bruce Lee's ass. Like, it's a joke. Like, obviously, it's never happened, but they depict... I mean, Bruce Lee doesn't get depicted very well in that movie. They have him, like, kind of look like an egomaniac and kind of a parody of himself, but...
Maybe he was.
Brad Pitt kicks his ass, and Bruce Lee's daughter got mad about it, and the whole country of China is also mad about it and has banned the movie.
They've completely banned it?
That's what the Hollywood Reporter says. They banned Once Upon a Time.
The critically acclaimed movie had been approved for release, but regulators have abruptly reversed course. According to sources close who are not asked to be named, local release has been indefinitely put on hold in China.
Now the movie's China backer Bona Film Group is said to be frantically working with Tarantino on a new cut to salvage the release.
So they're going to have to edit out the Bruce Lee scene so they can play it in China. This is exactly like the South Park.
Yeah.
episode. That South Park episode called all this like a week before it happened.
Now, they're probably, I mean, spoiler alert if you've not seen the movie, I guess, but like, you could do without that scene, and it could still be the same movie.
Yeah. But also, these directors.
It was one of the best parts of the movie, but like, you could. Or is that, it was at least one of my more favorable, enjoyable parts of the movie when he kicks Bruce Lee's ass. But, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but you know these directors are prideful people. Like, I doubt Tarantino's just going to gladly be like, oh, yeah, we'll move that out.
I mean, I don't know. It says that they are frantically working with him to do it. Like,
yeah.
It's like anything, man. It's money. Like, you get into that China market and you make hundreds of millions of dollars. Like,
yeah. It's just got to be approved by the Chinese. It's got to clear the Chinese censors. No Winnie the Pooh.
It's just so stupid money over there, though, man.
Like, oh, bother.
If you just look at the Fast and Furious franchise, man, they've made billions of dollars just by getting to China. Like, that's all you have to do is just get in there, and they make so much more money. Just keep pumping out a decade more of movies.
The film would have been Tarantino's first proper release in China.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, so that could even be more money for him, right? Like, you get that one released, and then maybe they have an appetite for more of his movies? Like, looking to see Pulp Fiction for the first time?
Some people in China said Pooh looked like the Chinese president.
Did you watch the last week's episode?
Yeah, I did. Where they changed the lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cartman's not happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess definitely happening, like, across the country, right? Like, we are not far from having, like, the meat industry really crippled, huh?
Just going to the impossible meat.
Like, we're not far from that, right? Like, when you already have Burger King doing it, and like,
have you tried any of that
I'm
yet?
Not. I can't. I'm loyal to the cow industry.
No, I am too. I mean,
I know, but like, I can't turn my back on it. I can't.
You would even try it once though, just to
if
see.
If someone bought it for me, I might try it.
I might try it today just to see if it's. But then I feel like I'm wasting money. You know what I mean?
That's why.
Why buy the plant-based burger when I can just buy the burger?
Try something new, John. It's about a new experience, John. Try something
okay,
new, John.
Okay, this is the Burger King drive-thru.
No, you shut the hell up.
I don't think this
shut
is.
The hell up,
this is not food in a new country.
We are 4 days removed from me telling you I don't like to eat certain types of food.
This is the Burger King drive-thru.
Try something new, John. And my exact reasoning, Cam, was, I don't want to buy new food and not like it because then I feel like I'm wasting money. And what did McClure just say?
I'm talking about a Burger King drive-thru.
But what if I'm wasting money and I try the plant-based burger and I don't like it? The good news is, Cody, you're at Burger King and you can get 20 nuggets for $3. You just go in and buy 20 nuggets and get to eat.
This is not the same thing that I was criticizing you for.
This is way worse because you're at Burger King and it's like $3 to fill yourself up. Versus being in a different country or going out somewhere nice to eat and wasting $20 or more.
If you could calm down for a second.
No,
I was
calm down.
I was talking
you're out of line here. I've got
I'm calmer than you.
Rights.
I'm calmer than you.
You're out of line. I'm not
calmer than
you
are.
You're out of line.
Calmer than you are. I was talking about I was talking about trying different cultural foods and expanding your horizons.
No.
That's a little bit different than a new item on the Burger King menu.
You ain't arguing your way out of this one, McClure.
It's a little bit different.
I know you might be feeling yourself from that whole cups up versus cups down debate.
I think this is a little different.
Which, by the way, I'm still not sold that we're not in the majority with the cups up. I'm not sold that people are actually putting all their cups down. I think it's a lot closer to even.
Well, it's about who argues it better, right? That's what you always tell me.
Well, that's what I always say.
So,
I mean, you look, I mean, the cups go down and you argued it better. I'm not disputing that. I did win the Joker, though. I went back and listened to the argument. I won that one. I was robbed.
Yeah, that's not what the record book says.
I understand. If that damn cups question gets asked first or second, I win. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
Shut the hell up.
What if I waste the money and I don't like it?
Again,
that's what I've said about everything.
Again, I felt like a Burger King menu item. Changing my menu item on the Burger King's a little bit different than buying a different cultural food.
No, it's not.
Trying a new culture's cuisine.
Because, like I said, you're right there.
It's a little bit different.
You just sit in the drive-thru. You go back through and say, you know what? Actually, I'll take 20 of those fake chicken nuggets.
Like, I don't
know what other meat it is, but
I do not order those Burger King nuggets. Okay. Those are disgusting. Whatever those are.
Cat nuggets?
Ten nuggets for a dollar. I mean, come on.
$1.50.
Oh, they've raised it.
No, it's always been $1.50.
There was a time I think they were 99 cents.
I don't know. I used to go to Burger King a lot when I lived down home. That's the closest. That was like the only fast food place close by.
Those nuggets are not good. Now, the chicken fries, you
put enough barbecue sauce on their fun. I'd be like, hey, I need 20 nuggets, but I also need 20 barbecue sauces. We got to dip this. We got to drown these things.
One sauce per nugget.
Yeah, that was the rule.
Wendy's is the nugget king.
Yeah, I do love Wendy's. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I feel like there's a really dangerous but really good idea left out there. Somebody needs to create like an app or software who can transcribe podcasts, transcribe audio files, and then create a database where you could then search them kind of like Google. That's dangerous if you do a lot of radio or podcasts. You could get canceled for saying the wrong thing. But I think it would come in handy. Just for the sake of arguments. That way, if I ever have to go back and look for, actually, Cody, on this date, you said this. Let's search in. Cody says, don't be afraid to try food because of price. Boom, I can pull up a conversation. Kind of like Google.
We might get canceled in a hurry.
There's a way to do that. You know, obviously, with tweets, you search people's keywords. There should be a way to do that with audio. Now, it's dangerous. And like I said, it'll lead to a lot of people being canceled. But there is a million-dollar idea there somewhere.
I think the best way to do that now would be, like, take that text-to-talk type stuff and, like, play the podcast and have it, like, type up.
Okay.
And then you just, like, save that.
Do you want to get started on this and then we split the money?
Yeah. I'll start working on it.
All right, you start working on it and then we'll split the money. Works for you?
Works for me.
Works for me. Apparently, there is a report/antidote from Molly McGrath. Molly McGrath covers college football for ESPN.
Yes, she does.
Excuse me?
Please continue. I'm a big Molly McGrath fan.
Molly does it for you?
Oh, yeah.
Let me check out some pics of Molly McGrath.
You don't have to
make it weird. I'm a Malika Andrews person myself.
Yeah, no, Molly doesn't do it for me. She is a lovely lady, but she doesn't do it for me. Not my type. Looks like it's right in your wheelhouse, though.
What is my wheelhouse?
Petite and blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's your wheelhouse. Petite and blonde.
Blonde is key, yeah.
Yeah.
I like other hair colors, too, but blonde is really, I mean, that's really what does it.
She looks like she's right in your wheelhouse. I didn't mean that in a bad way. She's a lovely lady. But she's got a report/antidote out where she claims that she talked to some Tennessee players.
Mm-hmm. I saw this.
You saw this?
From that nerd, Mandel.
Okay.
He's got the most punchable face of any guy I've ever seen. Stuart Mandel.
Okay.
You ever looked at his face? It's like it's made for a fist.
Let me check it. Stuart Mandel.
His face is like a mold for a fist.
Not Howie Mandel.
To go into it.
Do we not like Stuart Mandel?
No.
Is he a dweeb?
No, I don't like him. He's one of those.
Is he on the list?
He's on the list.
He's on the list?
Yeah.
I don't think of him as the same. When I think of the list, Mandel would, at the best, be like 7th, 8th, 10th, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I mean, he's not number one.
Okay, but position, he is. But he's on the list.
He's on there.
Okay.
I just hate his face. Some people, you know, you just hate their face.
He's got a weird face in the sense that he looks like he's 45 while also looking like 20. Eight.
I think he's like 60.
No. 60? This guy's not 60 years old.
Stuart Mandel?
No way he's 60.
I'm going to call him 60. That's my guess.
There's no way he's 60.
Well, I'm looking him up now.
Does he look 60 to you? Howie Mandel looks 60. Howie Mandel's probably close to 60.
Stuart Mandel's not even important enough for it to show where he was born.
He went to Northwestern and graduated in 1998.
So he was born in 1980?
More like 76, wouldn't it?
He's 22. Yeah. I was thinking of high school. 76?
Yeah.
So he'd be 44.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, definitely not 60.
Right where you had him, 45, yeah. Either way, he's a nerd.
Well, anyways, there was a report with an anecdote from Molly McGrath where she said that she spoke to some Tennessee players, and they all said Alabama does not look like a team who can win a championship this year.
Why you got to do this, Molly?
You got a problem with it? You think it's like billboard material? Like, there is a chance that like they were going to take it easy on us, and then now like, oh, they're not a championship team. We'll show you this. We'll show you.
Maybe it's the media's agenda to try to get some hype going for this game.
Maybe, because the game is on ESPN, and she is an ESPN reporter.
Yeah, and she knows that a 9 o'clock kickoff for a game that's bound to be a blowout would not have, I mean, I wouldn't think there's too much interest in it. I mean, there's interest in it just in the fact that Alabama's playing, but that's still a late kickoff. Nobody's watching the second half of that game, right? I mean, say Bama's up by 30 at the half. Nobody's watching the second half of Tennessee-Bama.
We will be at Elkmont Exchange watching the game. I'll have the built-in excuse of leaving at halftime to come here, you know, to do voluntary action. But I'd imagine most people probably leave at halftime, too.
I mean, people around the country, too,
Tennessee fans, Alabama fans, maybe they stick around for their little light show that they're going to take credit for.
Are they doing that at halftime? Or
I don't know. I feel like they'll probably, I don't know, maybe they'll do it at the end of the first quarter since they don't anticipate it being having a lot of eyes on it in terms of.
I mean, what's the big deal about this light show? I keep hearing about it. What is the?
They're just going to do lights, and, you know, we've already talked about it. Everyone's doing lights these days. It's nothing special.
Seems pretty disrespectful to those with epilepsy.
That's what I thought.
If you're an epileptic fan, I guess you can't go to this game because your school doesn't care about you, which to me I think is pretty disappointing.
Nick tweets in asking, isn't Mandel another Curry guy? So, yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he is on the list. Where does Mandel work?
I don't know. I just like to slap him in the face.
I get what you're saying about the face, and like I said, he looks like he's 45 and also 28. Like, he's got a weird
face. I'd like
to
hit him in the face with a big dildo, a big rubber dildo. Excuse me? A big rubber dildo. Just hit him right in the face with it, because that's what he deserves.
That's the first item that comes to mind.
It is the first item that comes to mind.
You could hit him with anything in the world, and that's what you pick.
Yeah, that's what I pick.
Seems a little weird.
Not a friendly one, either.
What do you mean by friendly? I mean
a big one. I want it to hurt. Wouldn't that be funny? Just walk up to the guy and just right in the face. Okay, a steel dildo. That's hard to say. Steel dildo. Steel dildo. Steel dildo. That's hard to say.
Steel dildo.
Steel dildo. I mean, do you not get that urge when you look at his face?
No, I don't.
Like his face?
No, I just don't get any urges. I just look at it and say, there's a face. He looks like a typical dork in media. Just typical journalist dork. That's what I look at. That's what I see when I look at him. Let's see. Stuart Mandel of The Athletic responded to a report from Pete Famel of Yahoo Sports about Ole Miss. Former coach Hugh Freeze interviewing for the position. So Mandel tried to equate us hiring Hugh Freeze to us not wanting Greg Schiano.
Yep, there he is. He's boom. On the list. Boom, on the list.
On the list. Well, surely that could never happen. Tennessee fans made it clear last year how they feel about coaches with skeletons from their past. I also know the difference between third-party hearsay that was never deemed critical and actual facts. I don't know if he would have been a good head coach. I just know he didn't deserve to have his career torpedoed by an angry mob.
Oh, I'd like another dildo to the face, please.
That's a pretty serious charge you're leveling based on next to nothing.
That's how he laughs.
He's on the list.
Yeah.
You take that dildo and you hit him right in the face with it, McClure.
Go to hell, Mandel.
You have the permission. But there was a report from his that said Tennessee didn't think Alabama. Tennessee's players, unknown players, unnamed players, do not see Alabama as a championship team. I talked to a couple of Tennessee players. They're very confident, Molly McGrath said. They said this doesn't look like an Alabama team that can win a national championship. Which, okay, if they didn't want to put their names on it, they probably didn't want it out there. They probably thought it was off the record.
They just, the pretty girl came up and started asking questions, and
they wanted to peacock a little bit. Exactly. They wanted to puff that chest out. We're not worried about them.
I mean, if you got
Alabama.
You got to be confident if Molly McGrath comes up asking you questions.
Are we worried about playing Alabama? Alabama better be worried about playing us. You saw what we did to Mississippi State, right?
Yeah, that's how good we are.
You better be worried about us.
I know the difference between third-party hearsay and ... actual facts.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's on the list. He has moved up a couple spots. He's still behind Pete Thamel. He's still behind Pat Forty for Day. And he's still behind Walken. So he's still low. Dennis Dodd belongs somewhere on there, too.
I'd be cool with all those guys just hopping in a van together and driving off the side of a mountain.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. What'd you say about Anne Frank right before we came on air?
What? Huh?
What'd you just say about Anne Frank right before we came on air? Do I want to know? Never mind. Moving on.
I'm looking at Amsterdam. Some things in Amsterdam. That's what I've been.
And did you say, oh, I can go to the Anne Frank house? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they have the Anne Frank house there.
I was just wondering, like, right before we get the mics on, you said, oh, Anne Frank.
I was looking at the
I was just like, what has happened here?
Things to do and see, tourist attractions.
Okay. That's enough. I get the
Van Gogh Museum.
No, I understand.
Anne Frank's house.
Is Vincent Van Gogh the biggest example of not being able to get the flowers while you can still smell them?
You mean how he wasn't famous till after he died?
Yeah, he wasn't appreciated.
Yeah.
While he was alive. My art teacher showed us a movie that stuck with me.
Didn't he get his ear bit off or something?
Cut off. I believe he cut his own ear off.
That's a little. Maybe as a cry for help. Messed up.
Right? Didn't he cut his own ear off as a cry for help?
A cry for help.
He's a depressed man. He's broke, bro.
Sounds like it. Why don't you cut your ear off?
For some reason, we had to watch a movie called A Starry Night in art class where they. I guess Vincent Van Gogh comes back to life and like travels through time. And it's like a time. I don't know, but it's stuck with me. There's a song that accompanies it called Starry Starry Night, and I think about it often. Miss Jestrab.
I've never really understood paintings and like what is art and what is not.
That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, you act like you have.
I'm very in touch with the art.
I mean, Van Gogh has like his own.
If you can't look at a Starry Starry Night or just Starry Starry Night and see beauty, that's on you, bro.
I'm talking about some of this. Like, when you look at Van Gogh's stuff,
exceptionalism.
He's got a certain, like, it's that kind of fuzzy look to all his stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. He's got a certain thing with his art. But a lot of these other artists, I just don't understand. You know, you see things in the museums now, and it's just like a stripe of orange. It's like, this is art, $5,000. Like, some of the stuff they call art nowadays, I don't think it's art.
I'm interested to know how Van Gogh did the self-portrait. Also love that painting of him.
I don't know, but it doesn't look
himself.
Like
I'm like, how did you do this, bro? Like, I guess you had a mirror and just remembered the way you look. Like, that's.
I guess
you didn't have cameras to take pictures of yourself, so you had to do your. Like, that's a pretty good flex for, like, a selfie, right? Like.
Yeah, just paint your own.
My man Van Gogh, like, was, you know, I'm going to be a legend. And they're going to need to know what I look like.
So what is, like, Picasso? I'm going to look at Picasso
paintings.
That's
cubism.
Yeah.
So he had his
Picasso's
own.
Picasso's are a little weird.
Okay, so his, yeah. His are weird. His were very artistic, though. And Van Gogh's were, too. I'm just talking about some of these things I see these days that pass off as art. Like, these guys are legends, obviously. You know what I'm saying, though? I'm just saying you don't see a lot of Michelangelo's anymore.
You ever seen that, like, video? I think it was like going around Twitter once where somebody had, like, left some glasses on the ground and people were, like, taking pictures of it. It was in, like, an art museum and people were taking pictures of it because they thought it was art.
Right. Like, there's so much, there's a lot of stupid art out there these days. Now Da Vinci. Now, he had, okay, so between the Mona Lisa, the Last Supper, the Vitruvian Man, now this guy, you can see why he's famous.
With the Mona Lisa, I don't get it. I don't get the appeal of the Mona Lisa.
She's just so devious looking.
That's it for you, the deviousness?
Well, it's almost like you expect her to blink, you know?
Is that the appeal of it? She looks alive, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't get it with her. I don't
the Last Supper, he did great, though.
Yeah, that one's great. That one's powerful.
Do you know what year the Last Supper was done in?
3 A.D.? 4 A.D.?
1498. It's actually not that long ago.
No, I thought you meant like when the Last Supper was.
Oh.
When it was done, when they had the Last Supper.
Wouldn't it be B? Well,
it'd have to be.
It'd be not A.D. because didn't he die after?
No, I thought.
Because isn't A.D. after death?
No, it's like Anno.
I always assume that too, but it's like Anno Domino or something.
In the year of our, it means in the year of our Lord, and I wanted to say it started while he was still alive. I want to say.
Guess I don't know how time works.
So, we just made it up, kind of. Like, not we as in me and Cody, but just like we as a society.
It's a concept, yeah.
But many people think it means after death, but it does not. It means in the year of our Lord.
Pretty sure they taught me that in church. Church may have lied to me.
So if Da Vinci was not at the Last Supper, how could he have painted it? How could he have known what went down during
that? I don't think it's an accurate representation. That event. I think it might just be the way he visualizes it.
The way he assumes it is. But now what? But his painting, though, is how I always envision the Last Supper, though.
That's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah. And Jesus might have done just a whole different thing.
They might not have been sitting there at all.
Exactly. It might not have even happened.
That was a long table, too.
Now, here on BBC, it says that, it says the Last Supper was on a Wednesday. Okay, but they claim it was Wednesday, April 1st. Oh, man, that's a sick April Fool's joke.
Yeah, it is.
Is that where April Fool comes from? Oh, my God, I hope not.
Maybe.
They're saying A.D. 33, which... Again, I didn't think AD started just when Jesus was born. Like, I guess they backdated because, like, in the year of our Lord, I guess they figured, like, hey, here's our Lord. Like, they couldn't have started that, like, you know, as he was alive.
AD 33. So are we in AD 2019 now?
Well, it's 2019 AD, but yeah. I feel like the number always comes before the AD, but they have it AD.
So you're saying, so that was only like 1900 and something years ago?
Well, it's 2019, so.
Well, I know, minus the 33.
Sure.
That's if you want me to do all the math. What's that, 1986 years ago?
Sorry. Again, I didn't think it started right when he was born. I thought, like, we didn't.
I want to time travel.
I don't.
Imagine.
What if you get stuck? What if you get stuck, bro? What if you time travel back to somewhere bad and you get stuck? What if you mess something up? What if it's a butterfly effect? And you go ruin.
You could probably become
rich.
That's
not how it works.
You could probably become rich.
That's not how it works.
Of course.
If you time travel, you can't actually affect anything.
Yeah, it like starts a whole new timeline. So like if you travel back into
the past,
a
whole different timeline,
that would become your future.
I'm just thinking like
amazing. Whoa, hold on.
You know what I mean?
So if you travel back in the past,
and if you got like stuck, like that's your future. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so what about the butterfly effect? Can you go back and change something?
Apparently, that's not how it works.
It probably is.
At least that's how. That's apparently how physicists say it.
So there's 10 different Hitlers, in 10 different dimensions. Like if you go back, you can't kill Hitler because it's already happened another time.
Well,
another timeline. I always turn movies off. That's like my one deal breaker. I was watching a show on Netflix. I won't say what name it was, but everyone's like, "This show's so good. It's so creepy. It's so great." Like 5 episodes in, they started time traveling. I was like, "Nope, I'm out. I can't keep up with the timelines." I don't like it. The only time travel movie I can deal with is Hot Tub Time Machine. Hot Tub Time Machine 2, I could also tolerate.
Are you referring to Stranger Things?
No. That one kind of confuses me, too, with the Upside Down, but I can kind of figure that one out. Dark on Netflix. It's a German show.
A little too sci-fi for you?
Yeah, like once you start time traveling, I'm just like, I'm out. Nope, can't do it. I can't keep up with it.
I'm just thinking.
I've been a little bothered. I've been watching this new version of this new season of American Horror Story. It's got some time travel vibes in it a little bit, or at least like this guy can't die. He keeps going back a lot. I'm like, really losing me here. I need to be a little bit more realistic. The time travel is just something I can't handle. Although it was fascinating, the Charles Chaplin, right? Is that his name, Charles Chaplin?
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie, I was trying to make him more dignified. In the Charlie Chaplin, there's that movie where the guy's walking with like what looks like a cell phone. That always bothered me.
Yeah,
that was always cool to me.
Yeah.
I could get into that one. They're like, oh, it's actually a shoe. And you're just like, why the hell is he walking around with a shoe up to his ear? Like, what is he? Phones were even invented here, bro. Or cell phones, especially.
And who is he calling? That means there's two people in there.
I'm just thinking.
Because I imagine you can't go back to time and call somebody in 2019 AD.
I'm thinking how neat it would be to see how things were and actually experience them for what they were mm-hmm. back in the day. Like when Jesus Christ was around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like to actually follow him around and see that kind of stuff. I mean, whether you're religious or not, like
just read the Bible, bro.
Most people acknowledge that he existed.
Just read
right?
the Bible, and you can visualize that you were there.
No, I mean, it's not the same thing, though. That's a book. I mean, actually being there, or like
Bible, the movie.
Like say that, or like the Civil War.
Mel Gibson made a movie sort of about this.
The Civil War era. You know?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's get like there just, where everyone
I'm talking about just observing
Cam,
what...
Cam, you're not...
I'm out of Cam.
We're not taking you back with us.
You know what I mean? Just to
Can't
see...
Risk it.
Just to see it. Just to see what's happening.
They do the... you want to go to the Renaissance Fair? Just go to Civil War reenactment.
I'm talking about the real thing. Being out on the prairie in the 1800s. How difficult was life, you know? Or going back to the Revolutionary War, where they dumped the tea in the harbor. Like, what was that like?
I bet they had adrenaline going when they threw all that tea into the water, right?
Or back
like
in
they were like, yeah, let's go!
Yeah. back in the, like...
Imagine what kind of big... Like, that'd be like winning a Super Bowl. Or like, you know, they're just doing something really like crazy. You threw all that tea in the harbor. You're like, all right, there is no turning back now.
Seeing the dinosaurs.
But also, like, the terror that they probably felt when those British soldiers shot everybody in the square, though, right? That kind of got the whole thing popping.
Yeah.
But that was really
the original mass shooting in America.
Yeah.
Going and seeing the dinosaurs. Just think about everything that's evolved over the years. Like being the first person to see like the Grand Canyon.
What?
I don't know. The Great Wall of China. I mean, that's still there. I guess you can go
see
that
one. So, imagine being the first person that saw the Grand Canyon. That's where you go like on your like in your time.
When Napoleon was halted by the harsh Russian winter.
You're going to lots of dangerous
You just want to go freeze. So you want to go freeze in Russia, bro.
I'm thinking of the most amazing things that have ever happened on this planet, and to see them happen would be cool.
The good news is, I think this is the whole concept of reading is fun. Like, you're supposed to read and, like, feel like you're there. This is why reading history is, you know, why people love it.
I've been having a real urge. I told you this the other day. I've been having a real urge lately.
I'll take you to Gettysburg. We'll go to the Civil
War. I've been
War
to Gettysburg.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've been
to
Gettysburg.
Civil
we
War
should
reenactment.
Go. I've been there.
Okay.
It's a haunted place. You ever been there at night?
I've never been, period.
Yeah. I've never been at night.
They did that in Remember the Titans, and then they went undefeated.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of the things I don't think they actually did, though, that the book.
Wasn't there?
Or the real
weren't
life.
Weren't they supposed to be in Virginia? In that movie?
Mm-hmm.
How'd they get to Gettysburg? That's in Pennsylvania. Is that where their camp was? Are we supposed to assume that?
It didn't really happen. That's one of the reasons I don't like Remember the Titans.
Because it shows them just going on this run from their camp.
No, it's a bus trip, though. They take the bus trip to camp.
But are we supposed to believe their camp is up in Pennsylvania?
Probably. I mean, I don't. But they do show them getting on the bus because remember it's like the white people
right,
on one
right.
bus, black people on one bus.
Right, but when they get to the camp,
defense.
But when they get to the camp, then they go on that
run, man.
That morning run.
Why do you think they went undefeated? They went on a 100-mile run.
Must have been in good shape, I guess.
That was talking art, time travel, history, and Remember the Titans with John and Cody. We'll be back on the other side.
Here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to
back
a
back on the program. Twitter writes in, Mona Lisa is popular because it was stolen. And that got global attention.
Was that the movie with Nicolas Cage? What's that? What's the movie I'm thinking? Or not Nicolas.
National Treasure?
Yeah. Isn't there something to do with the Mona Lisa in that? The Da Vinci Code, maybe? What was that movie?
I've never actually watched that movie or read the book.
I think it was in the Da Vinci Code, if I remember correctly. But
I was going to say, like, the Italian Job. Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm sure there's a movie where the Mona Lisa's gotten stolen. Maybe it's the Da Vinci Code. Maybe, like, there was codes in the painting. Maybe that was it.
The Da Vinci Code. Yeah, it wasn't Nicolas Cage.
That was Tom Hanks.
It was Tom Hanks. That's an awful movie, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah. So apparently there was a murder in the Louvre. The Louvre. How do you say that? The Louvre Museum. I know that, like, if you go to Paris, that's one of the top spots you're supposed to go. The Louvre. Don't they just call it the Louvre? Louvre. Louvre Museum.
I feel like I've always got the Louvre, but I'm also a dumbass. So, yeah. I feel like we are the blind leading the blind here. No offense to the blind.
Now, Paris, that would be a cool city to go. Da Vinci has famous paintings in there.
I just want to go to the Paris to see, like, the area where Twisted Metal 2 was inspired from, like, right around the Eiffel Tower.
Is that where the Mona Lisa is? Is it in the Louvre?
It was in Twisted Metal 2. You could go into the art place and see it. And if you shot it with your machine guns, it would turn into a smile. Like, you could shoot it and make it change its facial image.
Oh, it is in the Louvre. Since 1797, it's been in there, allegedly.
Yeah, no, I think in National Treasure, he was trying to, steal the Constitution.
Yeah.
Although there was a second one. I don't really remember what happened in the second one.
Well, now I kind of want to go to Paris. I
kind of want to watch National Treasure this weekend. We can go to, like, the Knoxville Art Museum. We had someone suggest that we do a remote at the Knoxville Art Museum.
It's
free?
Yeah, the art museum right over here is free.
Just go and be like, hey, we don't need you to pay us for this remote. We're just going to sit here and walk around and soak in the art.
I doubt there's any good art in there.
We have wasted a lot of time today.
What do you mean?
We haven't hit our power rankings of college football games this weekend. That's going to cut into our NFL preview time. It's Football Friday, which maybe some people are like, please give us some Alabama talk. They're going to kick our ass. But Brian Maurer's supposed to start. Brian Maurer's been taking reps with the ones all weekend, or all week. Just whether or not he clears protocol this weekend. Apparently, we might try Trey Smith out at right guard. Which seems weird because he just had, like, his best game in a long time at left guard. But we want Jameer Johnson on the field, but Jameer Johnson can only play on the left side. So I don't know. Jerome Carvin played pretty good at right guard this past week, so maybe just give him another chance.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to redshirt him, apparently. Then he had to play and played pretty well. So there's some Tennessee-Alabama talk.
Yeah, I Googled pictures of the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, and they've got that thing like...
I'm surprised there's even pictures of it. I feel like you're not supposed to have your camera out when you go to these places.
Well, these are like professional.
You're not supposed to use flash, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like you're not even supposed to have your phone out. But yeah, it's definitely like they say they claim the flash causes the picture to deteriorate. I don't know if I buy that.
These are like professional pictures.
Do we think it's actually the real Mona Lisa inside the Louvre?
Supposedly, it's been there since 1797.
I know.
Probably a replica.
I know what they're claiming, but I'm just asking if that's really it.
I don't know. Is anything real?
I'm tripping out because now apparently there's really is like symbols in like her eyes, like Da Vinci Code. Like apparently it's a real thing, but
that's like one of those things they talk about with the, you know, watch those conspiracy videos with the Illuminati and all that. They have like the dollar bill, they have the Mona Lisa, it's all these symbols, you know, the layout of DC.
Ooh, world's a crazy place.
Yeah.
I believe basically every conspiracy theory. Same. I'm a mark for a good conspiracy theory. I believe them all.
This Mona Lisa's got its own wall in the museum.
Except the lizard people. I don't know if I believe the lizard people, although then you see Adam That's Silver and you're like, I don't know. Feels like that might be a thing. Adam Silver's popped back up on the timeline from the whole China thing, and I'm like, maybe Alex Jones is onto something with the lizard people.
That and the birds being drones.
I don't really buy that one. Yeah, I don't know if I buy it. I'll listen to it, but then I'm like, nah, that one doesn't seem feasible at all.
There's probably some birds that are drones.
That I can buy. Like, are all birds real? Probably not. They are probably got some fake birds out here flying around keeping eyes on people. That I would buy. It would be pretty crazy if you were able to, like, shoot one down
like
and then
throwing
find
rocks
it.
At a bird one
yeah.
day.
Oh, yeah. Some demented person
yeah,
throwing rocks
kids
at a bird.
Throwing,
did you see the birds at the NASCAR Hall of Fame that all lined up and flew into like the windows and killed themselves?
Oh, that's scary. Birds are one of my fears.
It's like 80 birds just like laid out at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. You need to look that up. Oh, gotta do a damn turning left too. We are up against it. We're gonna have to combine power rankings.
I got a quick one for
the
you.
The birds did what?
The birds apparently all got together, the whole flock, and flew into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The windows, and like broke their necks and died.
That's like, supposed to be like a Dale Earnhardt reenactment or something? I mean, why did they do that?
We don't disrespect Dale.
I'm not disrespecting. I'm asking why they did it.
We don't disrespect Dale on Talk Sports.
Was it at the Earnhardt wing of the Hall of Fame?
Wear black birds.
Oh, I'm thinking maybe they did it out of a sign.
Happened like this week.
Yeah, out of respect.
It's a pretty creepy video, man.
Birds are weird. Birds do things that are just silly.
Who are more drivers who have died?
Alan Kulwicki, Davey Allison.
Like on the track?
Fireball Roberts.
Davey Allison, that's who I was thinking of.
He didn't die on the track, okay. though.
I mean, he died from a wreck.
I think him and Alan Kulwicki died in the same year. It was one was a helicopter crash.
Yeah,
one was
that's what I couldn't remember. Davey Allison was a helicopter crash, right?
Yeah, but I think Kulwicki was too, or maybe one was a plane crash.
Okay, but they didn't die like in a wreck.
Not on the track. I think Fireball Roberts died on the track.
I'm imagining
that's how he got his name.
I'm imagining I know how he died.
No, that's
hour two in the books, hour three on deck. It's gonna be jam packed. We gotta blow through a lot of stuff. Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric.